Advertising is a nation's biggest business. It is also one of the biggest and most continuous psychological influences in our lives. It is literally everywhere. Wherever, day or night, our eyes and ears are open, we are likely to see or hear some invitation to buy something. It is as if surrounded by a vast army of salesmen, each struggling to win our attention, each with something to show us, something for us to buy, something we are made to feel that we must buy if we are not to live our lives under handicap. Each trying to get the money we have to spend before someone else gets it. We do not resent these salesmen. We like to do the kind of wanting that they make us do. The advertisements in a home magazine or a Sunday paper are willingly given a large slice of our attention, and few things yield us more repeated delight than the fat catalog from a mail order house, to say nothing of the windows of clothing stores, hardware stores, bookstores, stationery stores, goods, goods everywhere, and money with which to buy. This is one shape that the American dream has persistently taken, and it has been very far from a bad dream. The ingenuities of men in producing endless things for use, comfort, and convenience have been good ingenuities. And much of the wanting that we do under the stimulus of advertisements is good wanting. Much of it ties up soundly with our making of choices and plans. Basic to a high productive economy, in brief, is the process of letting people know what has been produced.